Sometimes in my country, Shanghai City, has war sometimes, war between Turkish and sometimes ISIS, sometimes Iraq,
So you mean due to the conflict and the lack of services in your home city, Shingal, when arriving here in Australia, it was difficult to deal or adopt a new life, which is much easier than your life back in Iraq, right?
You're listening to Who Is My Neighbour, a podcast by You Belong Australia. Each episode, you'll join with Sorgul and Warren to meet some of Australia's newest neighbours. You'll hear their stories, listen to their hopes and dreams, and discover the incredible courage and inspiration they bring to our communities and richly diverse Australian culture. You'll also learn from some more established Aussies too, and the joy they've found living and working alongside our refugee and migrant background neighbours.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Who Is My Neighbour. Today we're going to be interviewing Kimo, who is a former refugee from Iraq, from Shingal, and we got to know a little bit about his inspirational story.
Hope you enjoy it.
Kimo, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your background, where you come from?
My name is Kimo Ido Kimo Al Ali. I am from in Iraq. I am live in Australia 1 year.
For 1 year?
Yes.
So you've been here for only 1 year. Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you come exactly from Iraq? Which city?
I think Misr, in North Iraq. City Shingal.
Shingal, okay.
Yeah, village Talbanat, the south mountain Shingal.
Okay, that's cool. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing previously back in your home country.
In my country, I was teacher for 5 years.
Wow, what were you teaching?
I worked to school in morning. I went to high school, teacher history and geography, and sometimes I give my student listen about psychology in school. But after now I went to a primary school. I talk science and my and math and sport in holiday in my country about July to December holiday. In holiday I worked with more organization. For example, I worked with Save the Children and organization GIZ. I was a teacher with organization. I opened course about psychology, because some people in my country live in campus has problem psychology. And some people with ISIS come back at with family not speak Kurdish mom because the children learned with ISIS. For example, some ISIS Russia, some and Arabic and Kurdish.
Oh, so you mean they learned different language from the ISIS fighters?
Different language. Because the young come with me, I learned my student
teaching them
language. Because some people not can speak Kurdish. Some people always feel ISIS. Some people cite me ISIS. Sometimes I saw kill my mom, kill my dad. The people in camps has more problems.
Like mental health problems or issues. So you mentioned that you were doing some psychology. You said what? Did you mean like some activities to help with the mental health or the well-being of people?
Because some people at school has problem because the people study topic but in test and exam no answer. Forget some people come with me, why we don't ask the question. Some people afraid to exam. Some people has problem, family problem, loves problem, economy.
So you arrived in Australia a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your life when you arrived in Australia. Were there any challenges? I'm sure there were so many challenges as a new arrival.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about these challenges, please.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because in Australia, a life anew, different culture, multi-culture, and more language, for example, English, Arabic, Kurdish, French. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I like very country Australia, because in Australia not has problem. For example, Australia is safe. For example, now my country city Shangar needs more service, education, electricity. Some people not come back to Shangar because the Shangar not has service. And sometimes in my country, city Shangar city has war. Sometimes war between Turkish and sometimes ISIS, sometimes Iraq,
So you mean due to the conflict and the lack of services in your home city, Shingal, when arriving here in Australia, it was difficult to deal or adopt a new life, which is much easier than your life back in Iraq, right?
So you are, are you still in contact with your students in Iraq?
Yes.
How do you do that?
In my country, I have experience about education. Because in school, the more people love me because I help him. Some student has problems. I solution their problems.
Yes,
and now sometimes contact me, teacher, I miss you. What time can you come back a visit with me?
So you must be very busy because you've got your life here in Australia.
Because the hours difference. For example, now in my country I think 7 morning.
Okay.
Wow, that's
very different. But in here, people I think always busy. For example, in morning I went to ATF. I come back at home 3 o'clock afternoon. Sometimes if my family had appointment, I will go with my family because my brother and my mom and dad not can speak English with doctor. Sometimes I read English because I need practice English. I went develop my language.
So, Kemo, with all the responsibilities that you have, and despite the fact that you have only been here for 1 year, you've managed to improve your English, and it's a really good English. How did you do that? I'm sure it was difficult at the beginning. So, how did you manage that?
In my country, 2012, I finished high school, but in uni, I not study English, just Arabic language. But I think 9 years I not read English because I come in Australia every day. I read English.
Do you go to TAFE?
No, to TAFE because TAFE is some few conversation between student and teacher.
So they help you with basic English.
I went to a church with my teacher. Warren helped me and some people helped me. But every day I watch TV.
You watch movies and
Movies. Because my dream is. I finish uni in here,
Great.
But I tired. I went tired. If I develop my language.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. So you've got a family here, right?
Yeah.
Who do you have here with you?
My family.
Yeah.
My family. The difference. For example, my brother. In my country, he is class 12, Kurdish language.
Yeah.
But my sister not went to school because my mom, she is sick and she had diabetes sometimes. Help my mom, but my brother and my sister, the small. Can speak English a few, but my sister, Smolda, I think the best family can speak English.
She goes to school, right?
The younger ones.
So, do you try to help your mom and the other sister that are they can't go to TAFE? Do you help them with English?
At
home.
At home because. And now my mom not go to TAFE. Every day I give she alphabet. Alphabet A, B, C, the last alphabet.
Yes.
And my dad, he went to TAFE 2 days in week. My dad now is best and after. Because my dad every day read English sometimes 2 hours.
So his English is getting better.
Sometimes I read English, not understand sentence and grammar. Ask me what is the meaning sentence.
Yes.
Sometimes I give him picture.
Yes.
Picture, for example, picture apple. What is the meaning? Apple. If not meaning apple.
Yeah.
If see the picture, he now it is apple.
Yeah. So teacher there and teacher here, you're in Australia, right?
Always teaching.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know that you mentioned that you were a teacher, but what did you study at university back in Iraq?
In university.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Iraq.
I graduated. Department sociology, sociology college, artist, university, Misr. The university Misr now best university in Iraq.
Okay.
Yeah, because the study in university medicine is very difficult. Mm. For example, I 2030, mm. I have a last exam,
mm-hmm.
social work.
Yes.
The test, I think, pitch 5 to 100. 100.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
In evening, I am not sleeping,
mm-hmm.
because if I sleeping, I am not finish my homework,
mm.
because I think I finish mm. a box where I went to exam.
Yeah.
The I see saw the questions.
Mm.
I not can answer because I not sleep.
Mm.
One teacher psychology.
Yes.
Got what happened, Kumo? Why you don't answer the question? I asked because I no sleep. you said, can you come with me to bathroom wish on face?
Yes.
Wish your face, yeah.
I wish it my face
yeah.
with to the condition.
Yes.
Yeah. Ten moment. Yeah. My heart is good.
Yeah.
Came back to life.
Yeah. 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 I went to class exam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I answered all questions.
All the questions.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well
Amazing.
Done.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Well done. So you said that you were interested in doing more study here in Australia. Mm. What are you hoping to study? What do you want to study in Australia?
In Australia?
Mm.
Before I said my dream is I get a degree. Mm-hmm. Master in mm-hmm. Australia.
Yeah.
I hope will be a provisor uni in Australia.
Still teaching.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you doing any courses or trying to work toward achieving that dream of becoming a professor?
Because I need more. More course.
Yeah, you need time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I think months 5 and 6.
Yeah.
I took the war ready active.
Yeah.
Because now I need more course.
Uh-huh.
Because if I go to uni, if my language no good, mm-hmm. I saw more problems in uni. I said I next my last year, my friend Firas and Mikhail,
yes,
and Nuri,
yes,
went to academy course.
Yeah.
He asked why you not come with me? I asked because the years I am not ready. Because
you want to take your time.
Yeah, yeah. Because I help my sister, mm. I help my brother and family. Or
yes.
Next year if I finish my hours at TEF,
yes,
can I will go to academic course?
Academic English
course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big dream for someone to study at university in a different country in a different language.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure you'll be great at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure if he has been through all these difficulties in his life and still managed start a brand new life and get to learn a new language, I'm sure you'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great talking with you, Kimo.
Thank you.
Best wishes for your future study.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kimo. We really enjoyed having a chat with you and getting to know a little bit about you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Warren, we've just listened to Kimo's story.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about What an inspirational story it is. I mean, despite the fact that he has been through so many difficulties in his life, and look, living in a new country, he's just doing great job.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most, like, what was the part that inspired you the most?
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that Kemo is, he's still got that heart to teach people.
Yeah.
Like, he was a teacher back home, teaching in high school, then teaching in primary school, then helping out with Save the Children and other things during the school holiday. He never stops doing it. And then he comes here to Australia. He's still connecting with his students back in Iran whilst he's teaching his family.
I know what touched my heart is that because his mom and his sister, I guess, and even his brother, father, I remember, they're not able to go. They can't make it to TAFE. And he just sits with them and teaches them what he learned at TAFE.
Yeah.
This is just amazing. I mean, how can he do that?
Yeah, and still in all of that busyness of doing all those things and going to all the appointments that he mentioned because they don't speak English very well, he doesn't complain.
Exactly, and he's still looking forward to his future being a professor. I mean, that's itself.
It's a huge dream, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And he's just got that will to keep trying and keep trying. And
do you think that people are born with that will to just fight and be really warrior?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I wonder if perhaps for Kemo, he's that kind of person.
Yeah.
Just has a natural tendency to try hard, to keep trying, to not give up.
Yeah.
But gosh, the experience that he's been through with all the wars and all of the upset in his home country, it's amazing that he still has that.
Yeah.
It's very, very encouraging.
Exactly, it is. And it's just mind-blowing to think about what he's doing these
days. It really is. And how fantastic that he's chosen for a future career in terms of in being an academic, that drawing from a different experience, that experience of being in a difficult part of the world and becoming a refugee and then having to adjust to a different life. What a great background that will be as he teaches other people as an academic.
I guess he's born teacher and he wanna keep going through that pathway to become a teacher here as well. Yeah.
And what a great role model that will be for other
I'm sure
people.
For the community, for his family and for everybody around him.
Exactly.
He would be a great model just to inspire other people. I mean, I got inspired and I guess you too probably, but
it's fantastic.
It is.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Who Is My Neighbour? To learn more about the work of You Belong Australia, just head to youbelong.org.au and find out all the ways you can get involved and empower refugees to integrate and thrive. Lastly, would you help support this podcast simply by sharing it with others? You can also write a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or subscribe to us on YouTube. Yes, we are a video podcast as well. Well, thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Who Is My Neighbour?